Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with Fred over there in Michigan. I'm only on page 3 of my 12 here, so I can't hold this too long. But anyway, go ahead, okay?
Okay. So in this presentation of Brendan O'Connell's Chinese Communists Have Taken Over America, Who Set Up and Runs China, 21 July 2018, one of his first citations is a website of military.com, 24 December of 2013. What a cool date, right? 24 December?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, 2013. Military.com under defense tech. And the title is Israel shares U.S. or Israel passes U.S. military high-tech to China.
Right.
And then he goes through about 25 minutes of resource citations proving that just like here in Flintstone Leadwater, where Generous General Motors used to be, until all the outsourcing began in the early 80s, that's what's going down and has been going down since the formation of Telpiot, Technion. There's this Technion Institute in Israel,
right?
Tel Aviv. They've got a Technion Institute in Beijing. They have a linear accelerator collider device already built.
This is just like over in Israel right now, how Israel has given China a berth there for their subs and stuff.
There you go.
Again, this is all the same thing here about playing both sides of the field, just like the $700 million awarded to Israel for their Iron Dome system, and then another $220-some million. And then you find out Israel's turned around and reselling that Iron Dome system while Americans are starving, living in tent cities and stuff like that.
Yeah, and look, this woman, Allison Ware, one of the original volunteers of, what was that? That thing that John Kennedy started. So she's in her 70s, and she has a website called ifamericansknew.org.
Right.
So
right.
I started calling churches a couple of weeks ago, citing Allison Ware, ifamericansknew.org, and the fact that she's one of, Peace Corps, JFK's Peace Corps. One of the original volunteers is Allison Ware. So she spent a couple of years in Israel, and James up in North Dakota, he was ostracizing me last Thursday because I was beginning to cite the fact that Israel IDF snipers on a daily basis are murdering pregnant Palestinian women and children,
Yeah, they just shot a three-year-old kid yesterday morning. A three-year-old kid.
But see, this would be offensive to the cuckoo, poofy groupies that right. got Donald Boy Trump elected. Okay,
Trump,
I cannot possibly dare to offend the cuckoo, poofy groupies whose heads are buried in their derrieres, and all you got to do is look at a presentation called Why Evangelical Christians Love Israel, or as I say, Israel. The blood, James Kelso, the blood of all these innocent people that your cuckoo, goofy groupies don't give a big rat's ass about, they're on your head, buddy boy.
Yeah.
At least 8 million, not to mention the 9 million Germans that were murdered by
Fred, it's worse than that because you got to talk about all those Christians in the Ukraine and everything like that. But anyway, I'm going to run out of time here, Fred. I'm going to cut you off here. But hey, thanks for calling in, though, okay? I always appreciate when you do, okay? Anyway, another story here. We have Patty online there over in Missouri here. But, you know, this is the problem here with China and all this other stuff. We have these U.S. corporations that, you know, they need minerals or whatever for their cell phones and whether it's iPhone or whatever like that, you know. And, of course, it looks cute to see these cute little black kids out there mining those minerals, of course, which are toxic and stuff, or to supply food for America. Same thing with Latinos or like that, busting their back over in a field like that, you know. But all this came on the approval of congressional approval with both political parties. They've allowed these American firms to relocate to garner the slave labor from China and stuff. Like I say, China – they're bad, 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 but they're okay for these big corporations and stuff. And this is all because American corporations don't want to pay a fair wage to Americans. And of course, but they want you to buy all their finished products. And of course, that's after you say go out and buy a $200 pair of sneakers. You can't afford to put on a credit card at 24% interest. You know, they just love that part of your patriotism. Like you know. Anyway, Granny down there in Missouri. Good evening. I hope you're doing fine this evening.
I'm doing just fine, Keith. How about you?
Fine. Now, you were talking earlier on Twitter there, showing the link there of the statutes of ages and stuff, where at the time Kavanaugh and Ford, what age difference they were. And like, anyway, the laws were kind of like mute, weren't they?
Well, if they want to go back, if they want to try to go after Kavanaugh, they have to use the laws that were intact during the 1980s.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
So...
In the same premise, why don't they go after Tony Blair and stuff for all the lies which caused a million lives? I mean, this is just someone screwing around. Now we're talking about someone dying. You know, that's what gets me. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, why don't they go after Booker sitting in Congress who admitted that he... called Owen Girl, 15-year-old mm-hmm. girl. What about Keith Ellison, who beat the snot and assaulted his ex-girlfriend? You know,
same thing, the Franklin scandal. Remember how they got rid of that video there, which linked all those high members of the White House to all those Boy Scouts back in the 80s?
Right, the Franklin scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it appears that the Maryland law in 1980s viewed sexual assault as a misdemeanor. And so, of course, you know, I watched Dr. Ford give her testimony. Now, I have a degree in psychology, okay? I studied.
And so does she, right? And so does
she. Right. She has a PhD in clinical psychology, but she can't call herself a psychologist because she's never took the bar. She is right. not licensed. So that's number one lie she told when she identified herself as a research psychologist. By California law, you're not allowed to do that unless you have a license. Okay, I want to get that straight.
And now, I've been hearing different things there where Kavanaugh had to testify under oath and she didn't. Is this true?
No, she testified under oath. They swore her in.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yes, she did. So she, I've done caught her in several lies. She's CIA. What can we say? Her daddy was CIA.
Remember the thing here about how all those CIA were going to be getting into politics for this pending vote?
Right. Well, she runs the internship for CIA recruits. She lives in Silicon Valley next to Google. And that door that she was testifying about was put in there on an addition to their house as a meeting room for Google employees.
Oh, really?
Right. Well, she's afraid of flying that she can jet set to the Caribbean for vacation. She flies to Hawaii and back when she did her internship. She's lying.
Yep.
Her testimony was so contrived, I couldn't believe it. I was watching her body language because that tells me a lot more about a person than anything coming out of their mouth. And
this is like the feminism role in the 90s, though. It's like once a woman screamed rape, it's instantly locked the guy up, and then you find out 30 years later the guy was innocent, and his entire life has been destroyed.
Exactly. Now, we know that when Kavanaugh was put on that list as possible nominees, the Democrats went to work then. They have been planning this. This is another insurance policy to keep him off the Supreme Court.
Right.
And they waited to bring it up right before the midterms because they're desperate to win back power in Congress so they can go after Trump and impeach
him. Yeah,
that's what this is all about. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with sexual assault. That's all concocted. Everything they're doing, it's crystal clear to me that this is nothing but a political hit job.
Well, as I've mentioned to you many times before there, Patty, the fact is in America, sex sells. Like if you're at the end of a store or something like that or the grocery line, magazine after magazine about who's doing who and doing what to who. I mean, people, they pay $19 for some of these magazines. I actually picked up one the other day, had a $17.50 thing on it. And people will pay to pick up that smut and stuff like that because they're fed to it daily on TV, watching Bosom Buddies and stuff like that, you know, or The Gaze of Our Lives. I mean, for God's sakes, people are so indoctrinated into someone else's sex life. I don't know if it's because they're not getting any or what like that. In the meantime, there are millions of people being killed and stuff to push oil lines in through, you know, or gas lines. It's ridiculous. Haven't people got any morals? No.
Well, you know, all the people out protesting in the street, even those people that were attacking Blake on the elevator, they're all Soros paid.
Yep.
They're paid to do that.
MoveOn.org, Antifa, they're all the same. All right. Soros ops. So.
But back to the laws. The thing is, I can find the page. Okay, yep. The statute of limitations in Maryland as they stand now. Sexual abuse of minors for an action for damages arising for sexual abuse that occurred while victim was a minor within 7 years of the date of the victim.
Right. And weren't they both minors? Weren't they both minors?
Yes,
though?
They were both minors.
Yeah,
so
see.
Even with what she says, and of course her lawyers told her to say this, I feared for my life. That's what they always pull because with that carries a heavier charge.
Sure, of course it does.
But anyway, 7 years from the day she turned 18 or 21. She's 51 now. She's a little freaking late, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, remember I sent you that thing on Twitter of all the absent years that she didn't say anything, you know, and then suddenly this comes to a fore. Of course, you know, it's a plant, you know.
That's right. So, and I'm disgusted because look at the money being, look at our tax dollars being wasted to put on this damn shit show.
Same, Same thing with Trump and Russia like that. Millions of dollars that could have went to feed the homeless or help a veteran out or something like that has been wasted, squandered. Well, people actually could have had, you know, it's just, I mean, that's why I told you before that I'm really not really into this Kavanaugh thing, because I realize it's all a distraction, but it's nice to see where it's going.
Right. And they got to distract us from what they're trying to do in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the distractions, but well, we're bombarded with constant distractions.
Yeah, did you see that in Syria there where they just put the S-300s and now Israel says it's going to test them? And, of course, remember, once Israel's attacked, boom, there you got it. The United States is right there.
Right, right.
So,
but Israel has already been warned.
That's right.
You know, that's brazen for them to say that those S-300s are not going to stop them, Israel, from bombing. Well, number one, Israel is has no business being in Syria, neither does the United States. Neither does the UK, or neither does France.
Well, I know what you're saying. What would you do? Yeah, if Russia had a sub off of in the Gulf or something like that, and launched a missile into the United States, well, that'd be war. But see, Israel can do whatever it wants to whatever country it wants. Like I remember reading a long time ago that Israel was bombing some country way down there in South Africa. And I'm going, what the hell is Israel doing way down there? And of course, this is all spurred from that ANC, the Boers.
Right.
I mean,
Israel controls the diamond trade.
Yep, that's it. All right, well, hey, Patty, I'm going to cut you loose. Yeah, I got my break coming up here, so.
All right, Gary, talk to you later.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, thanks for calling in and clarifying that, okay? Because I knew you knew more about it than I did, or was paying attention to more of it than I did.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, my best to you, okay? All right, so anyway, again, like I say, it's important to know all these, you know, like, those who are anti-war, like Phil Donahue, respected reporters like Chris Hedges, who actually was in the field, Seymour Hirsch, whenever he comes out with a breaking article that talks about the alleged chemical weapons and where they came from, those reporters like John Pilger, who dates clear back to Vietnam, and you can watch his videos on YouTube, like the Year Zero, all that stuff, to where money was thrown in the streets, it was totally worthless. It's just like Germany, you know. People like Bradley Manning, or now Chelsea Manning, whatever sex she wants to claim or he wants to claim to be. Other ex-military or intelligence officers like William Cooper or Bill Binney and those guys. Politicians like Ron Paul, Senator Black, Cynthia McKinney, Tulsi Gabbard. Any of these guys that speak up, like Assange and WikiLeaks, or presidents like JFK. These were all taken out of the picture in some way and or assassinated. Their lives were destroyed for speaking out, or they no longer have a platform in major media. And, of course, this is the real portion of history that Americans are missing out on. And so when you bring up things to people and they say, I never heard of that, like that Hispanic guy that was staying over here, and I showed him that one video online there of the World Trade Center number 7 falling. I never heard about that building, he said. I said, it all happened on the same day. See, but they used the two buildings as a distraction like that, because what was in building number 7, you know? And likewise today, you know, we have the, when we look at history, we have the proverbial fear of God, where they someone wants to say something about, like, Donald Trumpstein, who was anti-war, as I brought out before, who's now pro-war. And, of course, we know that they're all marching to a different drummer now. Once you get in office, you realize who the deep state is, and probably your family and stuff is threatened, whatever like that, or your financial career. And it becomes a point where money means everything nowadays. And so you, as an American, you're supposed to go about your weekend enjoyment of having a family barbecue, flipping steaks, burgers, or a nice chicken, or even some barbecued ribs, and drinking beer, of course. Consume, 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 while this government is out bombing people to death. And only feel bad, like I mentioned before, when a U.S. soldier is injured or killed thousands of miles away after being talked to going into war in which it was all based on false premises. And, they changed those freedom fighters of those that are defending their country from an illegal invasion and occupation as insurgents. So whenever you see a U.S. soldier get his legs blown off or something like that, you're supposed, oh, the poor guy like that, you know. Anyway, I got more on that coming up here. But this is all coming from a nation that used to be comprised of Christians that had morals and standards that they lived by. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on RBN in western Montana. This beautiful, colding weather. I'll tell you what, it's down to 47 already. It's supposed to clear off tonight after the rain, and I went out, like I said, and picked my tomatoes here because I knew a hard frost was coming. So, anyway, you know, with Kavanaugh and those guys, we all worked. Like today, most of us have homes. Some people have apartments, whatever like that, you know. But you have cars, whatever like that, you know. And we've all worked hard in our life to acquire money, wealth, whatever like that. And suddenly, you know, all this is being taken away by the shadow government or whatever, deep state in some way. And it leaves people with no way to defend yourself. It's a form of lawfare. It's defined in the Wikipedia as a Jewish way to get back at one's enemies there. But I see things differently. You know, we all march in our own ways to different music or to a different drummer like that. And some even like to play with someone else's organs. But anyway, the real distraction is what the agenda is being played or out, you know, what this distraction is. Like this LGBT thing, you know. I don't care what people want to live by or whatever like that, but don't get out there and create these circus parades down the street like that, trying to indoctrinate more into it like that. The same thing with the churches and everything. Of course, there's you very ever ever see an actual indictment of a priest or something. And they've allowed this to affect thousands and thousands of children. And of course, the Pope got out the other day and basically said that this is just an attack on the church. No, it's the attack on people, because people have lost their morals. And I think of two of the crowds of even conservatives nowadays who back a politician, even knowing that their own party is killing people. And all they do is they chant USA, 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 you know. And I have nothing wrong with people having pride in their nationalism and pride in their country and all like that. But it's what sustains this country, which is war. And of course, this is those, just like Wolf Blitzer, when talking to Rand Paul about Yemen, and as I've spoke about this before, when Rand Paul brought up the fact that U.S. bombs and intelligence and targeting was all killing these people in Yemen, that Wolf Blitzer says, yeah, but what about the military jobs? Those in the big Northrop Grumman, all these guys like that, you know? I mean, these people have absolutely zero morals. Then you can think about those in Germany, you know, when I say Hitler, another puppet brought to power. And, of course, all those that stood by him as all hell was unleashed upon Europe. Sure, it was great for the German people like that, their form of MAGA, or Make Germany Great Again. It was restore Germany's culture and burn all the porn and submissive books, close the gay theaters and so on. Again, it was for Germany's prosperity. And of course, here it's for America's prosperity. But America's prosperity is built on destroying other countries, like down in Venezuela, where they keep talking about military actions, or Iran. It's like these countries have done nothing to America. It's just that they choose to go a different political way from the so-called capitalism. They want to be able to sell their oil and whatever like that in their own free market and trade with who they want. And like I say, they go out there and they start talking about putting naval blockades up so that Venezuela can't sell oil and stuff to Korea and whatever. Just like the other day I saw a ship at a dock down there in Venezuela. It was an aid ship, a big human, what do you call it, type of human rights type thing there. Bringing in health care for the Venezuelans that are suffering. And this means nothing to most people because they don't realize, like in Iraq, that 500,000 children were killed by U.S. sanctions there, starved them to death. Don't people have any morals? I mean, they would if it was affecting their children. Say the world suddenly didn't want to trade with the United States and we had no way in a short growing season in this country here to support our people like that. Well, these would be acts of war. What would happen? Of course you know what would happen. So anyway, and of course the constant distraction of the stock market. You know, Donald Trump promotes the stock market as being so great and like that. Well, for most of us here in America, what is the stock market doing for us? Nothing. And it's only aiding those in big corporations. And of course, when there takes a dip in the stock market, it means people are selling. And what happens, those big corporations are buying up their own stocks. And this is the same premise that I have in these old Missoulian magazines here that shows exactly the same thing was going on. That as the financial collapse got bigger and bigger, or the prospects of it, that the corporations start buying up everything to be able to hold on to it. So that after the crash, they owned everything. Even when the UN recently reported here that the U.S. is slipping into a massive homelessness, and you can recall Nikki Haley got mad about that UN statement. And again, we have this building bubble that America was declining. Personally, I'm waiting for UNICEF to start running ads on American TV or foreign TV talking about Americans needing aid. But anyway, as I've mentioned before, I live out here in the country, and thank God I do. You can hear the cries of sheep, cows, and other stuff like that. And the farmers will go out there at 20 below, and they'll feed their herd and everything like that. You know, and of course it stops the bawling, but it just basically keeps them alive because you know the slaughter's coming next. You know, wahoo! What's even more convenient nowadays is to have a mobile slaughtering house, and this is important to understand this. a farmer nowadays doesn't have to do the work, basically, when it comes to the slaughtering. They have this mobile slaughtering lab that comes to your house, and, of course, they get to do the dirty work. They get to kill the animal. They get to gut it and all this stuff. And, of course, this is like our soldiers today that are fighting these illegal wars. The politicians have nothing to do with this. They just send the orders out. The boys or girls or trannies, whatever like that, they all go out and do what they're ordered to do, as I brought out before. Hitler and those guys didn't kill anyone. It was only those just doing their jobs. And so this brings us into the premise here right now. There's a lot of difference today when you, say, walk into Walmart and you see a veteran there with his legs blown off in a wheelchair or his arms missing and telling that veteran, thank you for your service. I mean, you know, yeah, it would be something because even though the guy was lied to or the gal, whatever like that, she did what she could or they did what they could, you know. And now they're talking about a military draft. And, of course, now it's going to be your butt on the line. So let's forget. I mean, this is like video games today. There's a lot of difference between answering the door to a Domino's pizza guy while your boys are playing Call of Duty and then a mom who answers the door after the boys have been called up for service. And that's it. This is how real things get. You know, it's good to have these play toys, I guess, these Xboxes and stuff like that. But these are training grounds. Anyway, as you know, I did satellite TV for many, many years like that. I installed Dish, Primestar, Network, DirecTV. And along with that came all the Xboxes and other little playing games that were hooked to them. And as I said, they're all training grounds. But, you know, when you arrive on these jobs and you see the people, their main choice of networks, of course, back then when I was doing this, was Fox and CNN, both propaganda outlets for both the right and the left. Excuse me, for right and left, as well as the war machine. Just like I've mentioned here a couple weeks back here about during 2003, when you go into a bar there to either add a satellite receiver or another outlet into another room or something like that, all these military ex-generals would be sitting there, dried out prunes, chanting out the attack procedure on Baghdad, and the people sitting there, again, like in the bars, glued to the TV, chanting basically, USA, USA, and it was all fabricated. And it only affects people when it comes down to attacking them. Likewise, as I mentioned earlier, that IG reported the 307,000 veterans. Not to exclude the fact that these same soldiers today are sedated on billions of dollars, and you can look this up yourself, of SSRI type of PTSD type drugs, which now not only cause the increase in suicide thoughts, but also cancers has just released. And, of course, they don't care nowadays because, hey, they can just build another hospital, another veteran center or something like that. You know, it's money. It keeps the system going like that, you know. Uh-oh, Uma's getting mad at something. Anyway, and then, of course, these veterans today, they're still what I would call useful idiots to a way here because as long as they can still be wheeled into a school to tell kiddies how important it is to serve your country, you know. And as I said, I'm not anti-American or anti-military. Just anyway, my audio cuts in and out, so I'm not sure where Ken's at. Anyway, I guess we got a break. We'll be right back. Oh, we are? Okay. Ken was pulling a fast one on me there. But anyway, like I say, with today's political spectrum and today's communication, whether it's satellite phones or whatever like that, these politicians have the ability to pick up their so-called bat phone at any time they want to make these deals. They can call China. They can call Korea. They can do whatever they want like that. But, you know, instead, they'd rather sit there and send your sons to go do their dirty work. And, of course, this is because someone says, no, you know, I don't want our country pillaged over here and our massive trees cut down so you can plant thousands of acres of palm trees for palm tree oil so that Nestle's and those guys can have their candy bars and stuff, you know. And the same thing down here in the all these South American countries where thousands of hectares of land have been destroyed, deforested. To salvage off the lumber and everything, the massive amounts of oil that was spilled into the rivers and stuff, of which court cases go on for 30-some years for people trying to get some kind of a justification for the oil leaks on their land and oil, you know, water and everything like that. And these big corporations win, just like I've talked about before here with that massive chemical explosion over there in India, Bhopal. Six people got indicted. They weren't even the big CEOs that ran anything. You'll notice the CEOs, whether they're bankers or anything like that, they are untouchables. Just like over there in Michigan there, where they I forget the word they use on there, but there's some kind of a clause in there where those in government can't be indicted for things that happen. So they find the little patsies down the low, you know, down the lower end here. And the reason I bring this up here, and I brought this up on Twitter before here, the fact that for all those Christians or whatever in the world here, you should note, though, in the Bible that the kingdom of God that Jesus spoke about, that there isn't going to be a single country's flag flying there. So this God and country premise is a hoax. World War II's allies, in most cases, were, like I mentioned, are now the enemies, and this is the same premise here, the constant lie for wars in both. Maybe why those today, and I've brought this up, where today's Russian Federation is 80-some-odd% Orthodox Christian. Britain's calling for war. U.S. politicians want war with Russia. And this is where you send American Christians to go kill Russian Christians. And maybe that's why Pennsylvania has a course on the querying of God, or Berkeley has offering a course on anal sex. Of course, I don't see what purpose that would be in a job application, but that's just my view. But then, of course, you constantly hear the rhetoric here about North Korea and the reports of millions of people imprisoned, tortured, or killed. The USA has done the same here with the Rhine POW camps during Germany's World War II. We have Gitmo, plus our own citizens, as I've mentioned, millions starving, all this stuff, you know. Chicago over there, where 7,000 were disappeared. You can Google that. But anyway, every country likes to point to someone else and talk about how bad it is in theirs. You know, like right now, you know, Iran is a target, Syria is a target, and they like to push the, you know, about their leadership, and they always call them regimes. And of course, that's supposed to make them look illegitimate. And of course, Iran has elections. The Jews over in Iran, the 20-some thousand that live there, they have a seat in their parliament over there. They've refused $50,000 to move to Israel. And of course, this is, like I say, all this stuff, like the shootings last week there over in Iran, 20 some odd people were shot and killed there in that parade. These are all instigated. And of course, they use the group ISIS. And of course, this ISIS group is just another fabricated paramilitary group. And that's like in Afghanistan now, where this other firm, which used to be like Blackwater, I think it changed its name there, but they want to do everything paramilitary. And this was the same premise they used over in Iraq. And of course, you had the British spies that were captured over there, and where Britain went in there and they busted down walls and stuff to get their little spies out of there. And the same thing over in Pakistan, where an alleged activist type guy was arrested there and held for 2 years, and the U.S. wants him back. But it's okay if the U.S. does all this stuff, or Britain, or France, and whatever. But if anyone else in their country tries to salvage their country's sovereignty or like that, and if you speak up for those, like on Twitter, you're an apologist. You know, you're supposed to be with the war agenda. And I don't, and this is right back to the same thing I've been saying before here. We used to have morals in this country. And that's why when you, like me, when I was with the fire department and stuff like that, is because you felt an obligation to do something that was right. Volunteerism and whatever, you know. But today people just don't get involved. They let people do what they want. They let politicians do what they want. They let the wars happen, and they don't do anything. And it's only when their son comes back in a body bag or something like that that suddenly they realize what's going on. And there's still those that are indoctrinated. I told you last week about Dale, a friend of mine on Twitter there, about who lost his son in Afghanistan. And, of course, he's rightfully pissed at the United States, because you realize that the kids, if drafted today or who are entering the military, will be going to a war that started before they were born. But to be anti-war and stuff, I mean, I think that's what these new laws that are being passed is basically for, is that anyone that speaks out against the so-called system, they'll be the ones targeted there, because they don't want a bunch of people out there to warn the public there that they're being lied to. Why it's so important that you watch Fox and CNN. And, of course, the people are rejecting CNN. As we know, the polls are like watching Mickey Mouse or something like that. But you know, when Jesus said to pray for one's enemy, I don't think he said anything about the fact of you're supposed to be like praying that your bullet or bomb kills them. Diplomacy is what works. And if there is no diplomacy, that means that your elected politicians have failed. And, of course, you can look up what politician means in the under Wikipedia. Get a laugh out of that. Just as well as Google, and I've highlighted this before on other shows there, that you can go over to Google there. I'm just saying Google. Use whatever search engine you want. And look at the photos of the Catholic bishops blessing all of Hitler's war weapons. There's photo after photo after photo. And this is, like I say, you have to have a military today that is backed by its religious regiment, I'll call it. When I read that article there about how the U.S. selects pastors and stuff, these have to be this pro-war type stuff. And then, of course, they have to convince the soldier that is so distraught because he finally killed his first man that it was right to do in God's eyes, and it was for your government. And again, there are no flags in this so-called utopia of heaven. Last week, I highlighted the clip there about Nikki Haley talking about all nations have the right to defend themselves, unless, like I said, if you're Koreans, Syrians, Iranians, whatever. The pointing to socialism and how it fails. Even, I think it's Murdo, down there in Venezuela there, how he highlighted here about how capitalism is trying to destroy Venezuela. And if you watch that John Pilger video on the war on democracy when he was interviewing Chavez, you'll see how great things were down in Venezuela. And it's only after the massive sanctions came that all this problem happened. This was because of a firm in Florida that was paid millions of dollars by the United States government to do all this anti-PR. And they even said something the other night there about how you can't run any negative stories about Venezuela in their media. And that video on war on democracy proves that that in itself was a fake lie. And so before the show here, a lot of this, since it all deals with oil and LNG gas and stuff like that, as well as the fracking here, the poisoning of our wells and stuff, you know, I looked up here how many jobs are involved in the oil industry here in America, and it's only 286,000 that are employed. And that is in lieu of the 330 million or so Americans that burn oil and stuff like that. And, of course, that doesn't mean all of them, because a lot of people ride their bikes and stuff. They're health nuts and everything like that, and I have no problem with that. But to keep that amount of people employed and to keep the countless billions of dollars, and you'll hear this every once in a while, or like British Petroleum reports a $30 billion profit in its first quarter or something like that. That's billions of dollars. And places like Venezuela and Libya and stuff, they used all their oil proceeds to put back into their population so that they had free schooling, free health care and stuff. And they don't want that. They want everything here paid for. And I've brought this out many times before. Life is by subscription only. The other thing that most Americans, I guess they don't realize, is the actual economy the way it is. And Gerald Celente just made a thing here. He says, I believe this is on King World News. He says, we are looking at a powder keg in the Middle East that's ready to explode. And he says, and if oil prices go up to $100 a barrel, we're going to see a global economic collapse and an equity market collapse, both of them. We have rising interest rates at the same times. Look at home sales going down. Look at the people lowering the price of their homes to even try to sell them. These are facts. Look at the price of gas. If you live in California, some places it costs $4 a gallon. On average, it's in the $3.60 range. It's $3.25 here. than if you look at real wages. They haven't increased. The only reason that they've gone up at all is because people are working more jobs and longer hours. And then when you factor in the real inflation numbers, which doesn't include fuel or food, that people aren't making anything. They've lost money in real wages. And I brought that video on here before here where George Bush is talking to that elder lady who should be retired, but she's working three jobs. And Bush said, well, that's really uniquely American of you. And that's why I say if you go into a McDonald's and you see some elderly man there who can barely move, he's pushing a broom and a dustpan around. This guy should be retired. On TV, it said 120 million Americans live in have a home security system. Out of 120 million American homes in America, that only 20% have home security. And, of course, this is to protect Americans from Americans, not from Russians, Chinese, Iranians, Venezuelans, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, whatever like that, you know. I think you might see the problem here. We're not seeing Russians out there vandalizing cars or stealing not eight tracks, but... CD players. God, I'm dating myself. Anyway, here's a quote. Okay, here's a quote for you. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family, traditions, and national patriotism, and religious dogmas. This is from Brock Adams, the director of UN Health Organization. I have a break coming up here, but we'll take Tim there in Wyoming there. Wahoo. Yippee-ki-yay. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, you were talking about Nikki Haley. I'm surprised that I was under the impression before Donald Trump was elected that he didn't like the United Nations. I would have thought that a wise move on his part would have been not to send any emissary, so to speak, any ambassador to the United Nations.
He didn't like NATO either, and now right. He's got everyone in. You know, I mean, it's a magician's trick.
Right, right. Well, the same thing as his campaign promise was to bring everybody out of Iraq and Iran. I mean, not Iran, sorry, not yet. Anyway, No, I know it's not a joke, but anyway, hopefully we will never end up, sticking our nose in their business. We're already in Syria and everywhere else around the world, and everybody hates us for it. Why are we doing it? Because it plays into the bankers and the warmongers' coffers. It pays them off, and so right. we're under a high tech form of slavery. I was talking to another talk show host about that recently. I said, we're so far away from our slaveholders that we don't even know who they are. We don't even recognize that there's such a thing as the slavery that we're under.
And well, that's because Americans have been desensitized to basically their own death.
Right. Well, deaf and blind, yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't see TV reporting on what a U.S. bomb does over in Yemen and stuff. I mean, that stuff's mute. It's not even in the news. But if you over there and you're watching, say, Al Jazeera, and they're showing the guts hanging off the telephone wires and stuff and the casings of a U.S. shell, I mean, that's shocking, and that's why people hate America.
Right, right, because we do what we do. I say we as in, generally we, but
yeah,
not us, not you and I. But anyway, the fact of the matter is that we need to withdraw from the United Nations. We need to kick the United Nations out of the United States. We need to not give them any credence by even acknowledging their existence. The building that they're in should be razed. It should be knocked. It should be a controlled demolition, just like the World Trade Center was. They should just do right. The same thing. Oh, and then they could pretend that it was bombed or something, or they maybe have a Piper Cub fly into it or something like that, and they can say that that's what took it down.
Well, that wouldn't work there because in 35? Yeah, I think it's 35 that the that B-25 bomber hit the Empire State Building. A fully loaded bomber hit it, and why didn't that Empire State Building fall?
Right, right. Well, I think isn't the top of the no? I'm thinking the Chrysler Building. Sorry, I was going to say isn't the top of it all built out of stainless steel? But that's the Chrysler Building, but. No, not all of it, but anyway, it has a lot on the outside of it. But
well, they should build them out of They should build them out of that passport material because that survives everything.
Right, or potato chip bags or something.
Oh, there you go, so yeah.
Can't even tear it open. Anyway, I
thought it was just me that had that problem, but I'm glad to hear someone else has got that problem.
What's that? Oh, yeah. There was a plastic. My dad bought a roll of plastic years ago, and he said potato chip bags are almost as tough as this. And it was extremely expensive. It was a high molecular weight plastic that he bought for a particular project, and you had to use about the sharpest. I mean, you had to use like diamond blade knives to cut the stuff.
Yeah, I had a Reese's pack the other day that my sister brought me some Reese's there, and I had to use a knife to finally get it open. I couldn't even tear the seams open.
Oh yeah, I don't know what they're made of, but they should. That's what cars should be made out of. That way, or drunk drivers should be wrapped up in that kind of plastic before when they leave the bar. They should get wrapped up in that plastic, so they can't even get in their cars. And then, they don't crash and kill anybody. That'd be, great.
You're starting to sound cynical like me.
Yeah. I think I've been that way for quite a while, unfortunately.
All right, I have a break coming up here, so anything else, Tim?
No, that's it. Thanks, Keith.
All right, thanks for calling. Okay, good to hear you in there. Yeah, my best to you, okay?
All right, hold on. Bye.
All right, hey, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9300.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Radio, anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We have Daniel in BC. You can connect him there, Kenneth, if you want. Before, Daniel, I talk to you, though, I want to run off three stories here real fast. The NHS over there in England is having a problem there because of the immigrants that are pouring in. The costs are getting are just outrageous there. And that's for like those here in America and myself that have worked for decades in this country, and we now have all these illegals coming in here that have more health care and access to it than anything else. And then in line of that, their HS2 over there, which is a rail system there, which has gone on and on and on, and nothing is being done. But it's the land acquisition, which is no different than over in Wisconsin there with this Foxconn. It is a Taiwan firm that's building flat-screen TV, or is to build flat-screen TVs, in a plant that's going to cost $10 billion. It's supposed to have 16,000 jobs. Yay. $100 million was donated to a college there. Yay. But the farmers and others who are fighting to get compensated for their land that's stolen, just like in this railroad thing here. But this is how big business works, and this comes on the cusp of this New World Order type thing of this land acquisition and these forming buffer or green zones around cities. Anyway, I wanted to get those stories out there. So, Daniel, go ahead. What's on your mind, young man?
Yeah, I just can't believe what's going on here with Kavanaugh and all this. I just, there's something going on here that you and I know who's behind it. But, I mean, it's so obvious. You got these deep state Khazar mafia operatives like Deborah Katz.
Yeah, on Twitter, too. On Twitter, so we don't get deleted or anything. We say, we knows, and where there's a hook to the story.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you know, a good website is gab.ai now. Anyways, yeah, this woman who, you know, she claims that Brett Kavanaugh, 37 years ago almost, it's out of control. I can't believe what we're buying. Like, the American public is just buying it. And I mean on the left and the right. I mean, I see this this liberal left embracing this woman. And she's clearly lying. She's got a psych degree. She knows how to lie. So
stop moving around.
I don't know. I think she looks like Garth from Wayne's World, if you really look closer. She's just out of control. And, you know, you got Diane Frankenstein holding this letter that she gave her since July 30th.
Yeah, but we found out the letter was the letter's fonts and stuff were doctored as usual.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, and then you got Lindsey Graham, actually. He grew a pair of cojones. I don't know, I think since McCain croaked.
He probably borrowed them from his boyfriend.
Yeah, they're probably transplanted on. But I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, where is this? Do you think this is going to last past the midterms? And
yeah, I do, because, like I say, you have to understand this New World agenda. That's why last week's show was all about Gorbachev and this New World Order, this sustainable development. This is where everything is going to be taken from us, and even Ralph does that. We don't own nothing anyway, and it'll be out right here pretty soon. But anyway, that's the end of the show there, Daniel.
Right.
But thanks for calling in, okay?
You're welcome.
Anyway, hey, thanks for everyone there in the chat room. Sorry I didn't get to chat with you much there. But thanks, Kenneth, at the control room, and all the listeners out there that make this show possible. If you can help out RBN, go ahead and do it with your financial asset. Anyway, Blacklisted News Radio should be up next there if Doug is live tonight. Anyway, we'll catch you next week. You have a good evening, and hi from the puppies.
Turn it on, turn it up, the loudest it'll go. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Yeah.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.